Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, we talk a lot of about the Affordable Care Act here on Clear Path. Today, we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about a new rule that impacts the so-called employer mandate. And this requires that large companies provide health insurance to their full-time employees. Here to explain the new rule and help us understand the implications is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, explain the new rule. What's up for employers or those large employers of a certain category, and what this new rule means?
Well, part of the Affordable Care Act requires that large employers, over 100 full-time employees, provide not just health insurance, but insurance that is considered to be minimum value coverage. Recently, this rule change took effect, stating that large employer health insurance plans lacking hospital coverage will not qualify under the Affordable Care Act mandate. The rule states that plans without substantial coverage for inpatient hospitalization services do not meet the law's minimum value threshold, according to the Treasury Department, which is the enforcer of this mandate through the IRS.
So there are health plans out there that don't allow for hospitalization.
Exactly. And so in the Affordable Care Act, they set up a standard of about 10 basic health coverage components, and this was one of them.
Well, so who exactly does the rule affect? And it's important to be very clear here about what we mean when we refer to large employers.
Again, the threshold is 100 full-time employees for 2015. This is, you know, large employers, medium-sized employers like retailers, home health companies, light manufacturers, hoteliers, other low-wage employers that previously offered plans that did not cover hospitalization. Now they're going to have to do it if they have 100 or more full-time employees.
And then, of course, next year, the threshold of what constitutes a large employer drops from 100 to 50, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So for this year, it's 100 or more. But next year, 2016, those with 50 or more full-time employees will have to provide health coverage. Businesses, and this is really important, businesses with 49 or fewer employees do not and will not have to provide health coverage under the ACA. So they are going to be exempt going forward.
Obviously, if they fail to do so, Hector, as always, there's a penalty involved.
Yes, these large employers that fail to offer minimum value coverage, which includes hospitalization and other basic health services, could be fined up to $3,120 per worker.
Wow, that can add up, especially if you've got 100 employees or more.
Yes, absolutely.
How does the medium to small business owner figure out if the plan they offer meets the basic requirements of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act?
Well, they can go to our website, and they can also go to the Small Business Administration website or consult with a registered broker. They will all have the information about what the requirements are for basic coverage. There are 10, as I mentioned, 10 basic health services that must be covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, again, that's at www.transamericainstitute.org. That's all we have time for. Hector, thanks as always. Clear Path is produced by the Transamerica Institute for WYPR. Until next time, I'm your host, Greg Tucker.